Gwen Peters, Northwest High School, sophomore. What are some traits or characteristics that you would like in the upcoming superintendent and why?
Well, I would hope that they would recognize that the reason they are in that position is to make a difference in the lives of 53,000 kids and not be distracted by political issues or other factors that cause you to lose track of the big picture. At the end of the day, everything that we do, whether it's bond issues, whether it's ACT test, all the things that we're prepping for is for one thing, student success. We want our young people to walk across the stage, shake hands with them, and know that they're prepared for college, career, and life. And that really is the piece that matters. And so making sure they don't lose track of that, spend time with the students. We've got approximately 90 schools. I visit every single one every single year. It's not easy to do that, but you really have to stay in tune with what's happening in our schools. And I hope whoever follows me continues to try to do that and continues to make an effort to not lose track of why you're doing what you're doing, because to be quite honest, there's a lot of issues that go on, from legislative issues to budget finance issues, operations issues, and they're related to our students. But on the other hand, they can distract you from this is the core purpose.
By the time you are officially not the superintendent, what's the biggest goal you have accomplished or will accomplish, and why?
That we've increased student success indicators. That includes graduation rates, that includes student achievement data, that includes attendance rates, suspension rates, all of those things. I mean, that's the most important thing. Sure, I'm glad we passed a bond issue. Sure, I'm glad we've improved our schools with technology. Sure, I'm glad we've started a virtual school, the first one in the state of Nebraska. I mean, I could rattle off a list, but at the end of the day, what matters is, do we have more student success indicators than we did before I arrived 5 years ago?
My name is Micah Dunwoody. I am a junior at Benson High School. What are you doing to make sure that everyone working or attending OPS has the same opportunities?
Well, that's really critical, and part of that goes back to the bond issue too, making sure there's equitable buildings so that everybody has access to a high quality learning facility. But also we work with staff a lot on understanding the dynamics of a very diverse district. For example, we're doing a book study with our principals right now called Excellence with Equity that's related to how we have success with all students in our schools. So it is an expectation that we see growth in achievement, but also that we see a diminishing achievement gap. Those are huge indicators that are part of that student success question you asked just a moment ago.
Is it in your interest to oversee everything that goes on in OPS? Things like grading scale or lunch?
Well, we have a lot of folks that help with a lot of those issues. We've got, and with the lunch menu, a lot of helpers with ideas and thoughts about menus and so on. We have staff that work with all that. I have an opportunity to meet with them on occasions, but oftentimes there's committees to do things like the grading scale and even do selection of menus underneath the federal guidelines, which do dictate. I've had a lot of conversation with students on the reason we're serving chickpeas is it meets part of a federal guideline.